We're talking with Tim Fuller from Tulsa Farm Show. And Tim, you've been with the Tulsa Farm Show for several years now as their MC, and also you've kind of done the color commentary, talking through the crowd on the livestock handling demonstrations.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Tell me a little bit about why these type of demonstrations are important for folks to take a look at.
You know, Ron, when you go buy a vehicle, you can test drive a vehicle if you're looking for a new one. You can go out to different dealerships, different models. You test drive them, and you figure out which one works the best for you. With a squeeze chute, unless your friend owns one or a family member owns one, you never really get to see one work. You get to see them at your dealership, at your co-op, wherever may have them. But to come here to the farm show, we run cattle through them, we vaccinate them, we show them the easy access on the necks, and that's where we want the vaccines to come in. It gives them an opportunity to see which squeeze chute's going to work best for them, which one works the easiest, and which one handles the cattle the best.
And there are differences.
Oh, there's a lot of differences. You know, I've used the analogy, when I was a kid, I remember we started with two railroad ties in the ground and a head gate mounted to them. And we've come so far now with the squeeze chutes, bilateral squeeze, that one chute can work a 2,000-pound bull or a 200-pound calf without any adjustments at all. Then you've got the hydraulics you throw into it. And, I mean, it's just come a long, long way.
Now, we're also seeing these young people, the FFA members each year come in through the Livestock Skills Handling Contest. They're working those chutes as well. And this is a great learning opportunity, isn't it?
It really is. What it does is it brings kids from rural Oklahoma, from all over the state. They come to Tulsa. They're the top kids. They had to compete on a written test. And then the ones that did best on that get invited here. Then they have a display out on a tabletop about agriculture. Then they compete. They'll work two head of cattle, and they vaccinate them, they temp them, they do everything that you would do out on the farm, and they're timed and judged on that. And the top ones, every kid that's entered gets a scholarship, but the top ones get the high dollars.
Of course, some of these younger kids are under that 16 years of age that Department of Labor has been acting stupid about.
Yes, sir, they are. And you know that I grew up in agriculture. I mean, you grow up, and the thing about it is, what they don't understand, if more people, inner city people, made their kid work the way they do on the farms, we'd have a lot less trouble in the United States. That's just one old cowboy's opinion, I promise you.